Gamers Haven Podcast presents Mutants and Masterminds, 3rd Edition, Justice City United. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars Eric, Jeremy, Robin, and Tracy. GM'd by Ethan. In a world of superpowered intrigue, can four heroes trust one another while trying to make a difference? An alien threat, a complacent government, and a sinister villain are only some of the obstacles these four need to overcome in order to become the world's greatest heroes. Will they be legends, or will they be forgotten? Only time can tell. Justice City United. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right. This is, of course, character creation for Mutants and Masterminds, 3rd Edition, Justice City. And I think I'm calling it Justice City Stories right now. Or Justice City United. We'll see what the campaign ends up being. Yeah, Justice City Reloaded. This time it's personal. Yes. This time it's personal. The revenge! All right, there is the Blue Streak folder. Here is the Cerberus folder, and there is the Crimson Bolt folder, and a nice, you know, red.
I want to see how you
totally stole your game.
I will make a folder for your guy, but you have the choice.
Crimson Bolt.
And you have a choice of green, orange, or yellow.
I will take...
Which you can't see right now, of course, but...
I will take green. Green is the new pink.
Green is the new pink, okay. So, I will be sure to, once we get all the characters all sorted out and whatnot, we will, I will get you stuffed into there. Now I'm going to go ahead and put on my Stark Industries Visitor's Badge. All right. Now, I went ahead and I printed off the characters as they currently stand. Obviously, we might not be done tweaking them quite yet.
Yep.
Here is Cerberus.
And I've got all my PDFs open on my end, so...
Excellent, excellent. I've got copies of your stuff, too, just to have, just in case. And to put everybody sort of in the spirit, I have some gifts. I, of course, am wearing my my Stark Industries Visitor's Badge and my Green Lantern ring. Robin, since you are a speedster, you get the Flash's, Flash's ring. It does not have his costume in it. Jeremy, since you are Cerberus, Guardian of the Realm of Death, you get the Black Lantern ring. Eric, this might be appropriate for your character, I hope it is, but it is the Blue Lantern ring of hope. And I got you the indigo ring of compassion, Tracy, which I will send on to you.
So with our powers combined, we create Captain Planet?
We create superheroes. No.
And I've got the...
You create zombies. You create zombies. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have one of those.
Nice.
The gaming power ring, yes. Yes, I got one of those for the Marvel Superheroes game I played at Gen Con. All right, let's see. Let us go ahead and get started here as we're doing the character creation for this, sort of using the Fate system, sort of modified version of it to figure out some backgrounds and whatnot. I want to say right now that as of this moment right now, if you don't have a huge background for your character quite yet, that is just fine. We hope to rectify that by the end of this end of the character creation here. So what I'd like to do right now is basically give us a rundown. I want everyone to give us a rundown of who their character is, what you have on your character so far and sort of give us the highlights that you want everyone else to know and understand when we're going through this character creation. So, Robin, what do you got?
Why doesn't somebody else go first? Because I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you were talking about. I was reading my character sheet.
That's fine. Jeremy, why don't you go ahead and start?
All right, well...
Don't tell us about your character business.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have Cerberus, and the dogs are barking upstairs.
Yay.
He is a mythical...
How appropriate was that, though?
Yeah. He is a creature of legend in human form. He's the bruiser. He's at least the tank. Yes. We'll see how well
he's the
he
brick
does.
In training, right?
Yeah,
now.
He's the brick in training. We'll see how well he does in the fight.
He cannot lift up the planet Earth, I did figure that
no,
out.
No, but he can throw 6 tons, 6 feet, which is pretty interesting.
Yes.
So
the long you're 7 feet away, you're good.
Yes.
Well, then he just teleports and drops it on your head.
As he can, yes. You have, what, a strength of 6?
Normal strength of 6.
Essentially, you can pick up off the ground a mid-sized car or a ski boat.
Yeah.
Up to that. And then throwing anything, it sort of depends on what you're doing.
Right.
Mostly you can throw, like, compact cars, a horse, a cow, a satellite, motorcycle, a lamppost, a lion, a portable generator, a piano, railroad tie, manhole cover, fire hydrant, bicycle, toilet, television.
Please throw a lion sometime.
And a sack of 5,000 pennies, a parking meter.
Okay.
In fact, if you threw a parking meter, you could throw a parking meter half mile.
And then teleport and catch it?
Probably. If that's how far your teleport goes. I don't
it
know.
Goes a mile.
So what you're saying is you can play fetch with yourself.
Oh, and he'll love that.
Yes.
He in human form, and he's been wandering about the Earth for quite a long time, he still unfortunately reverts back to his... dog attitude. I don't know what else you want me to talk about.
Anything about, since we're doing the cooperative character creation, if there's anything that you want to go over, sort of touch on before we get into that, basically, as far as background.
Let's see. He follows Blue Streak around. Actually, he doesn't have any place to live, so he just hangs out in Blue Streak's place. He doesn't quite know much about his past beyond some of his dreams and such. They didn't stand up.
That's awesome. All right. Sorry.
Let's see. He's obviously connected with dogs and canines. Mm-hmm. And he came on... he does know he came about on the human world... on Earth, through Mount Vesuvius in AD 79, headed to a city called Pompeii.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, Eric, Robin, which one do you want to go next?
Eric.
Well, I have the Crimson Bolt. I think his real name will be Adam Beaumont. He is a blaster. It's basically two big things are he has the blast, which he's really, really good with. If I've built him correctly, he basically should take, essentially, can ignore attack penalties for cover and concealment and all kinds of crazy stuff. The other big thing about him is he has this personal force field that is makes him non-invulnerable. The downside to it is that he can't actually feel anything. He has no sense of touch anymore, or smell, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always on. He can't turn it off. He has, machines have a hard time tracking him. He doesn't tend to show up, on video or in pictures. When he does show up, he just shows up as a blur.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Did you ever watch The X-Files?
I've seen a few episodes, yeah.
All right. In the action, like the credits of The X-Files, there's a little scene where you see like a ghostly image walking, like a human walking on a video monitor.
Yeah.
That's sort of what I see.
Yeah.
I'm getting the impression. It sounds pretty cool.
He probably came into his powers pretty early, and in fact was, I don't know how well known this would be, but the idea was that he's been abducted by aliens probably repeatedly, and this is the end result of all of their modifications.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know who the aliens are. Really, no one knows who the aliens are. Otherwise, fairly early on, he started working with the Canadian government and has contacts within the Canadian military. So, invulnerable, but to be buried under a building, but somebody will have to come and dig him out because he can't do it himself.
Yeah. Most likely, the whole alien abduction thing probably hasn't been released as far as... I mean, I'm assuming you've told them about this.
Yeah.
And that's where you got your
It's on his Facebook page.
Yeah, it's on your Facebook page.
And I figure you probably end up with a public identity, but he still wears a mask. He sees it as sort of a courtesy because he doesn't look entirely human anymore. So there's probably some scarring or something. But I'm thinking he wears the mask sort of as a courtesy to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He also doesn't eat, sleep, or breathe anymore. So he spends a lot of time reading. And he can, in fact, one of the things that is not terribly well known, not too well known, is that he seems to be able to speak and understand basically any language. So literally, when you see him... more or less at night is when he will sit and watch, a bank of monitors and, read stuff and try and figure out what the hell's going on in the world.
We're going to have some interesting conversations because I'm a, I have a polyglot. We can,
converse.
Converse in Swahili.
Swahili. Yes, converse amongst yourself.
Yes. Though I'm kind of toying with the idea of him not really understanding... Like, he couldn't tell you which language it is. Mm-hmm. He just can understand it. So it's not so much that he looks at the sheet and he knows that it's Chinese. I mean, he knows it's Chinese now because he can look at it and recognize it as such.
Mm-hmm.
But he could speak and understand Chinese before he knew it was Chinese.
Right.
If that makes sense. So.
All right. Robin.
I have Blue Streak. Got super speed. I don't know. I'm not good at this.
That's fine.
Tell them about your work. What does she do on the...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, her job is data entry.
She's really good at it.
Her real name is Sarah Jane Sampson, although that's not public.
Yeah.
She came from a rough background and, has, like, her father's in jail and all of that, but none of that's public. People who know who she is know, but in general, publicly, not much is known about her, except that she runs around with Cerberus. I'm trying to think. There's not... She got her powers the same time most people did. That was 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
It would have been about... Well... unbeknownst to everyone, it was at the end of 2012, but superheroes started really showing up in 2013, and it is now 2016.
Okay, so she got her powers when everybody else did, so 3 or 4 years ago, at the end of when she was in high school. And it just recently started actually using them for superheroing type stuff. Before that, she kept it to herself, so...
Alrighty. And I believe you said your father is in prison?
Yes.
Alright.
Maybe we'll flesh that out. Though he may not have been in the public eye. I haven't decided... He spent a lot of time working for the government, but I know he came into his powers before 2012, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how long he's been public, but he has had powers longer than that.
Alrighty. Tracy, who have you got?
My character's superhero name is Eclipse. His persona is Andrew Melworth. He is a fashion designer. He lives in a high-rise tower in the middle of the town. You guys would all know that he is actually a and cast out Demon and Andrew Melick. He was Satan's fashion designer.
This is true mythology, by the way.
And he got busted down for misdressing the Lord of Darkness for some function, and was assigned to a generic, you know, Faustian, like, I sell my soul for power kind of deal. But he fell in love with the guy who was trying to gain the power and refused to go back. So when the guy died, he just assumed his identity and has been around since like the 1920s in various guises, designing clothes. He has a regular human-looking form and a demon form where he grows to about twice his size, has horns and wings and the whole nine yards. He has a bunch of mental power, so he has a mental blast. He can afflict people with that blast and slowly take over their minds. He can communicate telepathically for free whenever he's in demon form. And he can also use illusions that affect sight and sound. So sometimes when he's actually, when he looks normal, he's actually in demon form, but disguised by an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you would be able to know is there's the faint smell of brimstone around him, because the illusion only affects sight and sound. So as far as the Crimson Bolt is concerned, you never quite know if he's really himself or the illusion.
Actually, the bolt can't smell either. That's part of the...
As far as you know, sight and sound, he's just himself.
Yeah.
You can't feel...
He is on the run from forces of darkness, so he tries not to use the demon form too often, because I think that's what we talked about, right? Where he does transform, that sort of puts him on alert.
Yes.
He's going up on their radar, so he only transforms when he needs to, and then he tries to hide out, most of the time, other than that. Mm-hmm. He can also create clothes from thin air.
Yes.
So... And he's effectively immortal. He's killed and he comes back after a week. But if that happens, he probably has to find a new host.
Yes, the body is destroyed, but he has to find a new host. I think that's how we set that up.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Blue Streak has a sister and is still with her mother.
Okay.
So.
Excellent, excellent. And we do have I do have the skyscraper. I think I sent you the new stats for it.
Yep.
And it is a 40-story skyscraper that he owns that has the capabilities of communications, a computer, defense system, docks, fire prevention system, garage, a gymnasium, hangar, infirmary, living space, personnel, power system, security system, and a workshop.
Wow.
So when it comes to computer, we're talking like Tandy or
totally.
Get the TI-99-4A.
Mm-hmm. Commodore 64. Mm-hmm.
It was cutting edge. So in fact, 39 of the floors are the computer.
Yeah. 39 of those floors. It was the cutting. It was the best computer you could buy. And when you bought the building in 1920, the highest tech thing you could find.
Can we play video games on it?
It runs on cards.
No.
That's sad.
In fact, he doesn't use it. He has a smartphone, so he just goes. Yeah.
In his human form, he is extremely attractive, and he has also an eidetic memory, so he remembers everything. If he sees it, he remembers it.
Cool.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, now...
Is there a thing for cats?
Possibly.
We'll see. The setting, I know most of you guys are familiar with it. I sent the stuff off for it, but it's going to be in Justice City, which is formerly Vancouver, British Columbia. It is a very large metropolitan city. Was also the site of the Olympics in 2008.
I think so.
And so it has some interesting bits about Justice Cities. It has the second largest Chinese population next to San Francisco in North America. So it has a very big Chinatown presence, and a lot of Chinese immigrate there. When Hong Kong was handed back over to China, a lot of Chinese immigrants from Hong Kong came to Vancouver at the time. And Vancouver recently changed its name to Justice City only probably about a year and a half ago. With the rising popularity of superheroes, many cities changed their name. New York changed to Century City, Kansas City is Midland City, and
So it's still pretty easy to find a map where it's listed as Vancouver.
Yes, right. Yes. But if you go online and look at, you know, Google Maps, whatnot, it's going to be Justice City. Right. There's still a good population in, you know, in all the cities that still call them by their regular names, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's like, it's been Vancouver forever, so everyone's like, eh, it's Vancouver, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, sweet, Justice City is awesome! So the main city is at the city center, which is the one I detailed the most. It's where the downtown district is, it's where Chinatown is, it's where the huge park is, which was, oh god, I can't remember, Stanley Park. But it is a sort of a temperate city. It's a nice, supposedly very nice place. So, it is probably about, I think I figured it's a couple hours north of Seattle, which is what I use for Freedom City in this setting. So it is close to the U.S. border, but it is Canada. No, you can't have that cat. That's mine. You guys have already done most of the phases as far as the early phase as far as character creation and all that sort of thing. I sent off, if you look in your packs and whatnot, there's a questionnaire in there that just has some questions and whatnot. Now, you don't have to do that or anything like that, but it's just use it for springboard some ideas, whatnot, if you need it. So, basically, during character creation here, is we're going to, during the first two phases, you guys are going to be choosing complications and a secret for your character, basically. Something that your character did or something that is important to your character that you don't necessarily want other people to know too much about. I'm doing that just because I want people to have, a good grasp on their, what makes their character tick. So, might not know that, that your secret can go into your motivation. Speaking of motivations, as far as that's concerned, is one of your complications has to be your motivation as to why you are a superhero, why you are fighting crime, why you're doing good things. So we're going to start with phase one. Everyone's already named their character. Everyone's already basically done that business. So we're really pretty good there. During this first phase, we're going to be doing your background. It covers your youth from birth to about age 14 or so early days of puberty, but it also covers the core concept of your character as a quote-unquote normal person. Of course, if you're from another planet, another dimension, that can be an interesting business of, you know, obviously this sort of shapes a bit of your perspective on a few things. During this phase, basically what I need you to do is in your character sheets packs, you have a character creation worksheet. It's got phase one, phase two, and all that stuff. I can also hand out some index cards if you guys need them. Obviously, I can't hand them out to you, Tracy, but hey, there you go. What you need to do during this is you need to write down a brief summary of the events of your character's early youth, you know, from... what were the family's circumstances like? Were they rich, poor, was he isolated, pious, political? How big is the family you're from? How well do you get along with your family? What nation, planet, or dimension are you from? How was your character educated? What were your friends like? Did you get into much trouble when you were a kid? That sort of thing is some stuff I want you to think about. When you're writing down this brief summary, you need to be thinking and write down at least one complication from this phase. Complication could be your motivation or it could be something else. The complication or motivation you choose from this phase has to be tied to the events of the phase, obviously. So, this is probably the most difficult phase of the character creation, is just getting springboarded, getting started. So, It can be anything tied to your character's national, familiar, or cultural upbringing. And then you also need to determine a secret that your character has from this phase in their life. It could be a very trivial secret of you had a crush on someone when you were a kid, you had you played with matches and accidentally, you know, burnt down the work shed in the backyard, you found a kitten in hell and loved it, you know, whatever you really want.
You eaten that kitten yet?
Uh-huh! Yes, exactly. And you guys can, of course, talk to each other and sort of try to bounce ideas off of one another and you know, go from there. But if you have any ideas, suggestions, go right ahead.
Okay, so is this what they remember, or is...
This can be stuff that they don't even remember, honestly. But all your experiences shape you in some way. The secret can be something that he doesn't even know about. Your character could, meaning that you know about it as a player, and you're just basically, you're giving me something that I can use at some point, if possible.
Right,
you know?
But this is their early childhood.
Yes. Their early years. Their early
years. Early years.
All right.
So, like, where did they grow up? Are they, for you two natives here, are you from Canada? Are you from the United States?
I was just like trying to wonder if Tracy's character did you like apply to get the job as Lucifer's personal clothing designer? Was that something that you worked up to? You started like with the imps or something?
Yeah, I think started with the laborers and imp sludges. And...
You know, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm getting it before the two original complications,
which is
no problem, but I just
have to recognize it. Yeah, that's fine. Some of you have already chosen some complications for your character, and that's fine. You're going to, by the end of character creation...
I was
creation,
born at a very early age.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you were born.
A small black child in Mississippi.
Yes. You're born a small black child in Mississippi. Wait. I mean, you could be, you know, you could be a military brat. Could be, you know, anything of that sort of notion. As far as you, Tracy, I mean, you got I haven't done a lot of work on the sort of the quote-unquote Christian or demonic mythology, but, you know, so okay. Really have fun with it if you want to, and we'll see what we can make work. I think Jeremy, you've already,
I've already
done most
got
of them.
Mine,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of repeating some stuff on here.
Just fine. And plus, as we're making these characters, as we're doing this, is if there is a any sort of tweaks that you want to make with your character, like mechanic-wise, we can figure it out as well. If we figure something out during this character creation that you think needs to change something, we'll do it. We'll change it. It'll be great.
I think it's spelled Vancouver.
Vancouver. And it's in British Columbia.
Let's see.
Okay. And Justice City is just across the bay from the capital of British Columbia, the name of which it escapes me right now. That's why I'm loading up the sheet. Victoria. It's about 60 kilometers south of Justice City, across the Strait of Georgia. If you're curious as to about the weather in this area, there's the area around here is very mountainous, so there's lots of, and there's some volcanic activity. There was volcanic activity in the past, so it's very, it actually is a very temperate, cool area. So they do get snow, but it's not, you know, what you would expect out of, you know, like Wisconsin or anything like that. Basically, think weather like Seattle gets. So you get a lot of rain. That's about it, really. Rain and nice weather. Lots of trees. If anyone's ever seen Rumble in the Bronx, that was filmed in Vancouver.
What do we do after we're done with this?
Did you figure out a complication and a secret?
Multiple ones, yeah.
Bonus.
Though they're kind of silly, but at that
That's
point.
Fine.
The complication and the secret is the same.
That's fine. Whatever secrets you guys decide for, you don't have to tell the other players. If you don't care, you can go right ahead. You can keep anything secret from other people as you want. If you want to share, go ahead and share. Put it that way. The basic example of this I used was like Peter Parker from Spider-Man. He's the son of Richard and Mary Parker, who were killed in a car accident when he was a baby. The infant Peter Parker is left in the care of his Uncle Ben and Aunt May. The aging couple love Peter, but he grows to be unpopular among his peers. Between the uncle, who is too old to join him in physical activities, and an aunt overprotective of the orphan child, Peter gravitates to more non-physical hobbies such as photography and home chemistry, encouraged in these endeavors by his guardians. Complications he gets from this phase would be things like relationship with his aunt and his uncle. Responsibility, as he has a responsibility to his aunt and his uncle. And then he also gets sort of a sense of honor because his uncle instills it in him. The secret he has is Peter's parents were actually working for the CIA and were killed on a mission. They were not killed in a car accident. So that's an example of a secret that he doesn't know about himself, but the player throws it out there.
Okay. Well, I've got some secrets. I'm having difficulty coming up with a complication, though. I figure he was born to a very poor family. I mean, it'd be the equivalent of being, well, here I'd say he'd be born to a family that, you know, pretty much lives in a trailer house. In a trailer park.
Right.
They
have trailer parks in Vancouver.
Spend a lot of time...
We could have met in a trailer park.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time being sick as a child. And so was in and out of school a lot. So much so that child services got involved, but never actually found cause to take him away.
Mm-hmm.
But were involved a lot.
Right.
Of course, the upshot being that he wasn't really sick so much as he was being
abducted by aliens. Right.
So
was he sent to a lot of therapy and whatnot? Because he was having night terrors and, you know, it's just, oh, he's just an overactive imagination type of thing.
So basically abducted by aliens. Not kidnapped by his creepy uncle from the store.
Right.
Unless he's an alien.
But he doesn't really... Like, he doesn't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't remember. Just mine, so.
So I'm just trying to think of good complications.
Well, if you're going with a route of saying that he goes, like he got sent to doctors a lot when he was a kid, mm-hmm. or therapists and whatnot, he could have some animosity or have a temper towards them, mm-hmm. Type of thing. Of doctors sort of set him off, and that he gets pissed off when they don't believe him, or you know, there's that sort of aspect.
Childhood illness.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of aliens.
A hatred, like an irrational hatred of something, some sort of aspect from there.
Irrational hatred of color blue.
Yay! Ah! Maybe color aliens, red.
God damn it!
Maybe the aliens used the color.
There, some examples of complications. Here's some examples of what they give you for complications. There's like an accident. So you suffer some sort of accident, perhaps a stray blast damages buildings or hurts innocent bystanders, your firepower set off sprinkler systems, or you cause volatile chemicals to explode. The addiction is you need something, whether for physical or psychological reasons. A disability is you're limited by something, by being blind, deaf, paraplegic, something like that. An enemy is you have an enemy or enemies trying to do you harm. Fame is you're a public figure, known almost everywhere you go. Hatred, you have an irrational hatred of something. Honor, you have a strong personal code of honor. Identity, as heroes often maintain secret identities, creating various complications as they try to keep them secret from friends and enemies alike. The dual identity thing can go beyond mere disguise for heroes who actually transform into a different persona, etc., etc., etc. Obsession is you're obsessed with a particular subject, pursue it to the exclusion of all else. Phobia, you are irrationally afraid of something.
Feelings.
Power loss, certain circumstances cause some or all of your powers to fail or stop working or rob you of them altogether. Prejudice, you are part of a minority group subject to the prejudices of others, which create problems. Quirks, complications can often come from various personality quirks, like dislikes, hobbies, neuroses, and so forth. For example, a hero might have a quirk of always leaving some sort of calling card for the authorities along with the captured criminal. That could become a complication if somebody else starts imitating it or uses it to cause trouble for the hero. Relationship. The important people in a hero's life are a source of strength, but they can also complicate matters considerably if they're not on the hero's costume identity. If they're not in on the hero's costume identity, then there's juggling two lives and keeping loved ones safely in the dark. And there's reputation, as you have a bad reputation affecting what others think of you. Responsibilities, you have various demands on your time and attention. Rivalry, as you have a strong sense of competition with a person or group. Secret is you have something potentially damaging or embarrassing you're hiding from the world. The most common secret is a true identity. Temper. Certain things just set you off. When you lose your temper, you lash out at whatever provoked you. And then there's things like weakness. Some things can hurt you badly. You might have a weakness that overcomes your normally strong defenses, like a werewolf is vulnerable to silver or something like that. Those are the examples of complications.
Jason, I just sent you a thing that I've got.
All right.
I will be right back.
All right. All right, let's see. That looks great, Tracy.
Yes, cool. Jeremy, I'm sitting here thinking it's going to be interesting to see how much my character knows of your past.
Yeah, it kind of depends on if Hades and Satan converse.
Maybe they play golf. Maybe they play cricket together.
dragons?
Yes.
Though, I mean, unfortunately, they're... Hades isn't necessarily evil.
Yes.
Right.
And I am writing up information on the on the Olympian gods in Olympus, and it's going to be in a whole other source book, so at this point.
It's probably a good assumption, though, that the various gods of the underworlds have an understanding, because if not, there'd be constant war.
Yes. Well, yeah. Essentially, in the superhero realm, they're all different dimensions.
Right. But still, yeah. I mean, yeah. You're kind of edging your way into other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So now, Tracy, you're done. Jeremy, you're done. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm done.
I think if you want to get an idea of something for the bad stuff from my mythology, you need to look at Mephisto from the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Because that is basically...
Yeah, I know. I know Mephisto.
Oh, I figured you did, the same.
Yeah. No, and I will look at him a bit closer. Figure out some stuff.
I think I figured out, I figure he'll have a relationship with his, basically, his relationship with his parents wasn't very good. His relationship with his caseworker, social worker, was actually better than the relationship he had with his parents. And so he looks up to his caseworker quite a lot.
All right. Now, is there for the other players right now? Is there anything any guys want to share for the first phase that you want other people to know at this point that will help with the background at this point?
Cerberus likes cats.
Okay.
That's a complication and a secret. Because, he likes dogs.
Adam had a twin sister that died, shortly after she was born. But he doesn't know about her.
Okay. Nice. I like that.
And whether or not she's... You can take and run with that wherever you want. Whether or not she's dead or whatever.
Sure.
But if it comes down to it, as far as he knows... Well, he doesn't actually know, but... As far as the public record goes, he actually had a sister, and she died very, very shortly after birth.
Alrighty. Cholera. It's painful. No.
Nothing really for the background.
Alright. Then, and Tracy, is there anything you need to share with us?
I think I'm okay with everything for background purposes at this point in time.
Alright,
you
cool.
Really wanted to be a dentist?
Yeah.
your mom pushed you into being a clothing designer?
He actually managed to find a way to use that in hell.
Yes.
Oh, I guess... If it helped, she had a really strong relationship with her sister.
All right.
That's my complication from this one.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to phase two. Phase two is adolescence. Because we're talking about superheroes here, while they're probably spent some time in school, it's likely that they may have had some adventures during this time. It's not necessary, of course. Also, the characters during this time also will probably have had a mentor figure presented to them. Be it someone that guided the characters to become a hero, whether it be actively or passively, or someone who influenced the character normally. Alternatively, they may have spent their time in other parts of the world dealing with otherworldly issues, or exploring mysterious dimensions or planets. This is the time when the characters start coming into their own and begin realizing their true potential. As previously mentioned, this is also a time when many meet their mentor, whether they be family member, another superhero, or even a supervillain. Some questions to consider during this period is, where did the characters spend this era of their life? Where did they go to school? Who was your mentor or role model? What happened to him or her? Did you have any friends during this time? What happened to your family during this time? During this phase, on the next section of the sheet, you're going to write another little brief summary of the events of that phase, include the name and fate of your mentor or role model. And then you're also going to determine at least one complication and a secret for this phase as well. The example I have for this one is, as Clark Kent grows up on Earth, he and his adoptive parents discover that he has superhuman powers. The Kents teach Clark to use these powers responsibly to help others fight crime. Clark keeps his powers secret in order to protect his family and friends who might be endangered by his criminal enemies. Complications. He has complications of secret identity, responsibility, and relationships from this. And his secret is he discovers that he is the last son of Krypton, that he is truly alone in the universe. So, like, a good sort of a shoe-in right now for your mentor would probably be that casework piece. Yeah. Some fashion. And starting in this next phase is when we start getting real interactive. So.
Thinking at this point is, this point is when he comes into his powers. For whatever reason, since he's been aliens for the Switch. They have tornadoes up in Vancouver?
Not really.
Not really?
Do they have tornadoes in Seattle? No.
I don't know.
It is not... To say that they don't regularly have them does not mean they do not happen. They used to say that a tornado could never hit Salt Lake City, and one did.
There's a myth about that. My little town here, Ohio.
Yeah.
Native American.
And last I knew, odd trivia. Is there has been a tornado reported on? There has been tornadoes reported on every day of the year except January 17th.
Hooray!
Now I knew that 10 years ago, so that might have changed in the last 10 years. But I thought that was kind of wiggy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Let's see. And North America has like 10 or 15 times the amount of tornadoes than anywhere else. Because of our, because of geography and our weather patterns. Mm-hmm. If you look at a map of like tornado reporting, it's like, ding, 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 and then United States.
We never came up with a name for the Titan that was fighting Poseidon.
All right, that's fine. A Titan. I'll figure it out at some point.
You're gonna like the name of the demon that he ends up being rivals with you.
Alrighty.
What is Phase 3, by the way?
What is Phase 3?
Yeah.
Phase 3 is basically it's your first comic book story. It is when we start start figuring things out as far as your first outing as a superhero type of thing.
Okay. Let's see.
That's good.
Cool. I would have picked a different rival, but I was looking at like titles and positions that various demons held.
Yep.
This was the only one that was like advisor.
Yep.
So.
Yep. That's why. That's essentially why I named. That's why I used it that in the previous game. So.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that that at one point in while his trailer park or a large chunk of his trailer park burned in a really bad fire,
mm-hmm.
Rescue workers found Adam after the fact, and he'd been pretty badly burned, mm-hmm. and was no longer breathing, and they assumed that he was dead, but this was. Well, they assumed he was dead, so they sent him off to the morgue, where he woke up in one of the refrigerated boxes, which he promptly blew the shit out of trying to get out. And he essentially was panicked all to hell and called his called his caseworker, who showed up and helped kind of smooth things over. So this was the point where they realized that that is also the last time he slept.
Oh, okay.
He has not slept since then.
Ethan, so he can sharpen that.
Sharpener behind him. So maybe that's why he actually wears the costume. That was also the last time he felt anything. Because at that point they like his powers had kicked in, so they can't. He no longer feels anything. They can't get, you know, like, they couldn't get an IV started, they couldn't get him, you know, he didn't really show up very well in the x-rays or in the MRI or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as they could tell, he wasn't breathing. As far as they could tell, he didn't show up on the EKG at all. So that's when everything really kicked in for him.
Reminds me of V for Vendetta.
Yeah, kind of. I can see that.
Just with the total body burn and all mm-hmm. that.
And then as a complication, I'd say he's pretty claustrophobic. He
was okay.
Kind of freaked out when he really freaked out when he woke up.
Well, I'm sure he did.
And as a secret, his father also lived through the fire, but he doesn't know that.
So he thinks his parents are dead.
Yes.
Died in the fire.
Believes his parents died in the fire.
Alrighty. How you doing over there, Jeremy?
I'm done. I got stuff on the back.
That's cool.
If anybody can read my writing.
I've avoided writing things on bags solely by not using complete sentences.
That's fine.
Well, my secrets have expanded and my complications have kind of expanded, so...
Good. Good. That's the point of this.
Well, phase two, unfortunately, was the rest of his background.
Right.
So that's a lot to...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking as a mentor, and I need to think of a good name.
Yeah, I don't have a mentor on here.
His caseworker, but that can be where he mm-hmm. he kind of gets this. He really idolizes his caseworker and really feels like this is really where he gets the impetus to go out and fight crime and do good, because he wants desperately to help people like she did, mm-hmm. like she does.
Now, when you're thinking mentor, also think something along the lines, not necessarily a old Master Fong who says take the pebble from my hand. Mm-hmm. Someone that inspires you, someone that influenced you in some great influence in some way. So think about that, Jeremy.
I'll just add that.
What do you got, Tracy?
I said that Eric's caseworker's name should be Candace McGovern.
Okay, I got a mentor.
One of them. Is there any significance to that name?
No, I just like the idea of she'd be Miss McGovern. It just seemed to roll off the tongue.
All right. You got to see a woman.
Sure. Well, he pretty much looks up to her as his... He really feels like she's his mother.
All right. Robin?
I've got so damn many complications for this.
Okay. That's fine. Basically, to be clear on what complications do in game is the more complications you have, the more likely you are to get hero points.
Yeah.
Because you use a complicate. Basically, you say, I have this complication here. Well, you know, maybe it'll pop into play, or maybe I'll see it and I'll go, well, yeah, I'm going to use this.
But some of my complication or some of my secrets transfer over to complications.
That's fine.
Yeah, some of mine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But she's got a secret about her father. Mm-hmm. She has a juvenile record. She's responsible for her sister, and she now has a relationship with her little mentor guy.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
I'm thinking this is also the point where he lands in the government, squarely in the government's care. So this is where he essentially starts his real training.
Mm-hmm. You might want to think about how he ended up in the government, how he ended up that way,
I'm thinking it happened through the caseworker, because the caseworker gets a phone call saying that so-and-so woke up.
Then my question at that point would be, what is her tie with the government, and why is she
She's actually a government secret agent who
the government, but she's married to some guy in the government.
For those who have supernatural abilities.
And it's not necessarily the government, it's the military. Isn't that right? You joined the military.
She could sense, maybe she has some sense of individuals who are special. And her
role
is
been working with military all along.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's working with the military, but
she'd have to explain. You're joining the military at this mm-hmm. point. I mean, but there has to. I'm thinking there needs to be something there as to why you choose to join the military. Mm-hmm. You know, and if she pushes you to that, she would have to put some sort of spin on it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's like, because if she turns around and says, "Well, I've been secretly working for the government all this time," that's probably going to be a betrayal of trust, and you're not going to really dig that too much.
No,
but she could maybe if you're in your.
So you turn around and say, like, well, I've got some friends who I think can help you out with this. This will require you to go into the, you know, this, basically they're in the military, but they help people like you. You know, they have dealt with cases similar to yours before, and you know, they can mm-hmm. they have the means to take care of you.
You don't want teenage angst, because you could be like, you know, she hates the military, she throws that out, and then... Your teenage angst, you throw that in your face.
You're not going to sit around listening to My Chemical Romance.
And at this point, everyone needs to have a good idea of what their motivation is as to being superheroes, to why you become a superhero. Why you decide to help people, why you decide to do this.
Are we supposed to put that on here, too?
You need to... It is one of your complications, yes, as to why... Why are you doing good?
Okay. That's probably part
of the third phase.
What's that?
Can I include that in the third phase? I think it'll work out.
That's fine. It's just you need to have it solidly in your head as far as
and
it needs to be written down at some point. So if everybody is everybody good?
Yep.
Alrighty, we're gonna move on to phase three. Phase three is your character's first comic book story. Probably a limited series. Everyone needs to come up with a title for the comic book starring your character in a fashion reminiscent of the comic books. This title should exclaim what your character is about and will usually contain your superhero name. For like example, it's like the adjective superhero name. So like The Amazing Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, The Sensational She-Hulk. You have The Adventures of Superman. You have Superman the Man of Steel. You have Batman. It can be sort of anything like that. There's Amazing Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, The Adventures of Superman, The Invincible Iron Man, The Fantastic Four, etc. As with comic books in general, alliteration is not a bad thing here. Each player needs to think up a basic story to go with the title, that this being the issue or story arc of their comic book series. The story doesn't need to have a lot of detail. In fact, it shouldn't be more than more detailed than a solicitation for a comic book or trade publication. So, don't worry about specifics. For example, here's something directly from a solicitation for a comic book. It is, in the third chapter of Adam's epic Batman tale, Bruce Wayne strategizes the next steps on the Dark Knight's Odyssey. That's it. So during this phase, you need to write down the title and summary blurb of your character's comic book. You don't need to nail down the details yet, but you'll find out here in a bit why. You don't need to come up with secrets or complications for this phase, but but that doesn't mean you can't. So, like, the essentials, think Spider-Man's initial story was after failing to stop a robber at the wrestling arena, that robber goes and kills his Uncle Ben, breaks into his house, breaks into Uncle Ben's house and kills Uncle Ben. This, of course, gives him his motivation of, I could have stopped this guy, and I didn't. So, great power comes great responsibility, blah, blah, blah. So, basically, something along those lines. So, sort of the core idea of what your story is that basically made you into a superhero.
Do I have to have an adjective? Or can my comic
you don't. Be called no. That's fine. Your comic can just be
blue. I don't like any of the adjectives.
That's fine.
You don't like any adjectives?
Yes.
No, I don't like adjectives.
That's a complication in and of itself. I hate adjectives.
It's complicated. I hate adjectives.
No, the irrational
like
hatred.
I the adjectives that you could put in front of the name if they don't sound right.
That's fine. Well, it's like The Flash. It's just The Flash. The comic book title, quote-unquote, idea is just something to springboard for ideas.
Thank you.
next phase will be when each of you will be crossing paths with someone else at some other hero at this table.
So, I think mine will be called the Mysterious Crimson Bolt.
Mysterious Crimson Bolt it is.
And it's basically going to be about how he struggles to reconcile his need, his desire, his strong need to help others, and his work as a secret military asset, which essentially is... what I'm going for is the balance between he wants to do good, but he really wants to see the good that he does, uh-huh. versus the secret work that he does, which he's told is doing good, and is told is you know, defending truth, justice in the Canadian way. But it's really hard to see that when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, what he really wants is he wants to see that he's made a difference.
Right.
And that's really not what you get as a secret military...
As a secret military agent. Asset. Alright. Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright. You do have to share this phase, so...
Oh, well, I wasn't sure if we were going around the circle and doing that. Okay.
We are.
The comic title is Cerberus Unbound. Freed from his chains... It might be a little dirty.
Well, it is Cerberus.
Cerberus free. Ryan Free.
Cerberus goes commando. Cerberus gone wild.
Yeah. A series of DVDs. I could just erase all this and
serve it down wild. I love it.
If you would like.
I love it.
Cerberus Unbound, wild. Freed from his chains, Cerberus explores the world of man and protects the innocent from the shadows. He has a run-in with the Illuminati, who attempt to chain him again, and during this time he reestablishes some ties with certain Olympians. And then complications, fear of being found...
Olympians being actual Olympians and not just Olympic athletes.
No, those are athletes. Olympians right. are gods.
Yes.
Duh. Anyway, fear of being found is a complication. Desire to protect and be part of a pack, hunted by Hades, and then still likes cats.
Alrighty. Sounds good to me. Robin, what do you have?
The title is Blue Streak. The summary is, when her mother is found murdered, Sarah Jane Sampson becomes Blue Streak and uses her amazing abilities to track down the killers and bring them to justice.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Oh,
all right, and Tracy, what do you got?
The comic book title is called Total Eclipse. And the fallen demon Andromelic rebels against the forces of darkness after a rival kills his human lover. Under the guise of fashion designer Andrew Melworth, the hero Eclipse fights the forces of darkness as he tries to place amongst the humans he formerly tempted to hell. Complication of acceptance, complication of fame as Andrew Melworth, and motivation, revenge for lost love.
Alright. Now we go into the next phase. I have written down your guys' names on some index cards here. I'm now going to hand them out.
Don't look at them quite yet.
This is going to be really cool when you hand it to Tracy through the screen.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. look at your card. If you have your own name, you need to exchange cards with the person sitting to your right. We're all good? All right. At which point, Tracy, you got Robin's character. Robin,
okay.
You got Jeremy. Jeremy, you got Eric. And Eric, you got Tracy, right? All righty.
Nice.
No, I got Jeremy.
Yes, we make a big circle here. During this phase, the person whose card you have that you now have is a comic book that your character is guest starring in. That your character has made a guest spot in that comic. So, Robin, your character made a guest spot in Jeremy's comic. Appropriate. Eric, Jeremy's character has a guest spot in yours, etc., etc., etc. What each of you need to do is to get get together with your respective person and talk about, obviously we're going to need to double up here and we'll figure it out. Eric will probably talk, and then when you guys are done, we'll switch up.
What's your character's name again, Tracy?
Eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Remember in the comics, a guest star isn't the main character of the book. They can only be in a few panels, or they may be a major part of the story. You can add villains to the story, embellish some elements, merge some facts, whatever. This process should be a creative exercise between you and the other person. Essentially, the person who's the player whose comic it is and the player who has just received that comic's index card, or that person's index card now, discuss the story, and you need to add one or two sentences to the description of the comic to reflect the guest star's role. So we'll go ahead and start with Robin and Jeremy. Why don't you go ahead, Eric and Tracy. Now, Tracy, I can hook up a... I have a headset mic that Eric can put on and talk to you.
Okay.
So, Eric, you're going to come over here.
Okay, so I'm in yours, or yours in mine?
I'm in yours.
Yes. Okay. Whoever's card you have, that is the comic that you are guest starring in.
Okay, so
is this a different comic?
Hmm?
Yeah, is this a different comic?
Okay.
As you said, the original one was like a short run thing. So mm-hmm. It's a different comic.
No, this is the same comic book.
Okay, same story.
This is going to be odd.
It's the same
story. I think Jeremy's comic book takes place in the past.
All right.
It's a comic book. Yeah. At this point, Robin, it could not necessarily be you right now. It could be you from the future who has gone into the past. It's a comic book. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay, so do we write on the other person's page?
There's
yes.
A medicine bottle down there?
Oh, yeah, it's empty.
Okay.
We can't play
so, okay. So, I'm the co-star then, or you're the co-star?
I'm the co-star.
All right, can you hear us okay?
Comic.
All right. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I'm passing you off to Eric now.
Well, write down what you want.
That's it. Creative.
It's supposed to be collaboration, not just you hand it to me and I write something.
I'll write it.
Hey, Tracy. Hey, so,
right.
You can hear me all right?
Can you play with the Illuminati to chain you up and stuff?
So, I am a guest star in your comic, as I understand this.
He stayed hidden for many, 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 many years.
Well, if the Illuminati are going to try to change him up, maybe that should be in the present day.
No, this would be past.
Okay.
Okay. That's an excellent question. We'll phrase well put, as you're going to answer.
See if okay, you're, then a mysterious person shows up from the
could
future.
Could be, let's see.
To make sure the Illuminati don't change him up again. Because it's true love.
Or sets you free. Or,
yeah. I mean, it could be something that...
Some sort of thing. You're chained up and then...
Basically,
somebody let you go.
Spent some time
doing
missions for the government.
Something
could
happened
have been,
that...
Well, that's
something
the Illuminati.
Missions where...
Yes, they're probably magic now, so...
And this could be... This could entirely...
He could be...
Basically... somebody
could have been knocked unconscious.
Basically,
and,
Orpheus showed up, played music.
Ends up
that,
sort of astrally projected.
That struck some sort of spark in his mind. He, as a three-headed dog, he ran around the underworld, like hunting souls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Well,
for me.
Before he just stood at the gate.
Actually, that's.
But then
that
he
works
thought
pretty well,
freedom
meant
a
secret sort
he could
of
run around
that
and hunt
I
things.
Have,
but that wasn't good enough, and then one day, some sort of figure,
this could
don't
work
know
out
who that is,
well
shows up, and basically splits him away from his two pack mates. There's the hounds, he stays, well, he turns
well,
into a human.
Okay, I remember now.
He
I just
could
story.
Yeah.
Help out with a dash of morality.
See, and this could, like I said,
you being
if we're talking
all,
a time travel thing here, this could not even be you as they are at this phase. This could be you
farther down the
way
road.
Farther in the future.
So basically, Cerberus knows. Cerberus at some point tells Blue Streak, that he had a run-in with the Illuminati, who did these horrible things and tried to chain him. Mm-hmm. So at some point in the future...
Right.
Blue Streak...
either travels or gets...
Well, has a run-in with Illuminati...
It gets hurled
and uses
time,
yeah, uses something of theirs to travel back in time. Because of something that... Well, there had to be a reason for it, though, because he got out, so...
Well, it could also entirely... You could be thinking of, as far as circumstance. Is saying, like, you didn't choose to go back in time.
Yeah.
During something a fight, happened and you probably a fight with the Illuminati.
It also depends on... Well, it also depends a lot on what
who the individual was. Basically blown to oblivion.
But yes.
Which is just...
he would very much try to talk him down. And
where you become
well, at this point, it depends on how far into his powers he would be.
Right.
But he'd be very,
and
very much inclined to interpose himself between the two of you. If not, just try and talk
him
down.
Help him out. And then in essentially fighting the Illuminati, well, you get sent back to
the... I don't know, beg for this person's life, or whatever you want to, however you want to put it.
Yeah. So what complications and secrets?
During these phases, you don't need to make complications and secrets, but if you want to, they can pop up. Basically, as if from now on, from this point on, you don't need each phase to choose a complication or a secret. It's just, you can, nothing is stopping you.
This one just presented.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And maybe this was the first time you saw Blue Streak and you fell in love.
Well, unfortunately, he probably would be more like, thanks, I'm out, bye. Poof.
Sure. Right.
You can also think of, does he remember Blue Streak then? Because this is when...
Yeah, that'll work fine. We can also do it if you want.
He sees Blue Streak for the first time.
When Adam is younger.
Yeah, that might be
when
he actually approached Blue Streak.
And look at his note right now, like,
16, 17, something like that.
Are you a prostitute? No. Go to that page.
Go to
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Though he would have probably learned by then that you don't ask that question. Instead, you just pull out your wallet and wave money, and they go, like, not a prostitute.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, that's true. You could have given him, actually, if you want to go really early with it, something could have happened very, very early where you he ends up with something that he's kept for this long. And it could be something, according to Adam, it's something he's had, you know, it's like one of the only things that survived the fire. It's, you know, something he's had for a really long time. And it just happens to be yours.
Okay. Let's see. Complications, secrets...
And I said, so you don't have to choose any.
Yeah, they're more fun that way.
But if they do, if you want
secret.
You
so he knew, out. Cerberus knew Blue Streak.
Yeah, I can do that.
Before she knew him.
Yeah, that works for me. Alright, so what are we supposed to do here? We're supposed to come up with another sentence or two.
But he's not creepy and doesn't like hang out in your bedroom.
So let's
your guest starring in his email's already up. That's his sentence.
Let's see. Your sentence is the fallen demon Adramelok.
Though actually the complication is he
Adramelok, okay.
Seems to have an enemy of the Illuminati.
Rebels against the forces of darkness after a rival kills his human lover under the guise of a fashion designer, Andrew Melworth. The hero of course fights the forces of darkness as he tries to find a place among the humans he formerly
took. Ooh, this would be even more twisted.
Alright, let's see.
After discussing it with some Olympians, he tracks down the ancestors of Blue Streak's family to make sure Blue Streak is born in the future.
The fates tell you this?
Yeah.
You go, there's a knot here.
I'm gonna go punch it.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like.
So that's his, one of his
Crimson Bolt.
He's been like stalking her pervert.
He's been making sure that she's born.
Shows up as an unlikely advisor.
Family throughout the throughout the
unlikely.
Which would explain why you came to Vancouver as well.
Yes, the Crimson Bolt.
Which probably that means there's stories of like grandmothers and like great grandmothers having just run in with some strange guy who just appears and does something nice. He could do something simple even like my wagon has broken a wheel. And he's like that leaf.
Adam and Beaumont or the Crimson Bolt makes an unlikely.
He did snip my crotch when he was leaving, but
at three different points, offering
But that would probably be a secret he would not tell her in case she takes it in the sense that basically it was a giant breeding program to make sure.
Let's see.
Bastard.
Yeah. Life goes on.
Let's see.
It would be imperfect though, because he's not. Obviously, he has to go off of other individuals. Oh, another complication then, because of that, he owes the fate.
All right, distant future.
And also for my history, right, there, I owe that
Adam Beaumont, the Crimson Bolt, shows up at critical points to offer.
I'm assuming Adrenalock.
Yeah,
I'm going to kill him. Shows up at critical points to offer Adrenalock moral guidance and finds that he will have a friend in his own not too distant future. How's that sound?
See, I thought these were different comments.
All right, cool.
Don't send it.
We could. We certainly could. Let's see.
21.
Yes. Travels at the speed of thought. I like it. Right. Yes. Even better. Speed of cloth. I don't know. I really like the idea of you having come up with his costume at some point. Or at least have planted the idea of his costume.
My dad. He's so cute.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, no,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ran through last night.
Sure, I can do that.
I did one of the side quests in the Dwarven place to get the key of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool magic item. It gives you like a +2 to all attributes. And I had to use the walkthrough for assistance, because it's kind of hard to find stuff. And then I also did
That'd
the
cool.
pardoning of Lillian, or Lillian.
Sure, because what we could do is like you could have given him, or you could have taken it either from
Liliana.
You or from your lover.
Hunting down Marjorie
or something, and it can be it can
killing
have,
Marjorie,
like,
when she's like, oh.
It can have like
the
person's initials on it. It can be, I forget what that's called.
We shouldn't murder him, blah, 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 and you're like, but the other part
and,
of me is
it didn't survive the fire very well.
Excited
but
about the
he
fight.
Still holds
like,
on to it.
Yeah, do what you enjoy.
So yeah,
she's like,
I can do that.
Okay.
Cool.
And it got creepy after that. At one point, you can, I guess, you're supposed mm-hmm. to be able to marry the queen, and if you fought, mm-hmm. which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but
okay, that's
according to the walkthrough, she'll stick around with you and be your mistress.
Really?
I was like,
if you're a man. I believe.
Or the walkthrough didn't make that. Didn't make that.
I didn't read the walkthrough all the way. But
it's creepy.
And so, I could have just taken it, sure.
It's hilarious, though.
I've almost got the whole
party. Yeah, sure. We can do that.
I didn't want to walk through the big long quest yet. I did get the... I got a beard flask for the dwarf, though, as a gift. It was hilarious. Instead of a beer helmet. Yeah, he's kind of covered right now. Mm. And I think one of the quests I can't finish now because I think I screwed up.
Right.
His cat is almost all the way gone.
Yeah, he's just got the one zip on.
Alright, cool, man. Sounds good to me.
Alrighty.
Alright, we good? Alright, cool.
You just have a little bit of zip.
Alrighty, we are moving on to the next half of this phase. Tracy, you got Robin's character, meaning you, your character now has to figure out how, you have to figure out how you guest spotted in Robin's comic book here. So I'm handing you off to Robin. Sound good? No problem.
Okay, so I guess I'm guest starring in yours.
Yes, so we got to figure out how we did that. I'm thinking that
Kingdom
Bolt spent quite a lot of time.
Yeah, hold on, let me adjust it a little bit.
Before he was a public figure, did secret missions from government. And this was probably all over the world. So
It
could be very easy to run into you on one of those.
Is there time traveling involved?
No.
Could there be time traveling involved?
That's a good question.
Could sort of be.
So you have mind control. Do you have any kind of telekinesis? Telepathy. Sorry.
During your comic book, this is his comic book.
I know.
So we're out of, completely out of continuity. So.
Well, but I thought it had to do with the other comic book.
You're guest spotting in his comic.
Oh, yeah. Comics. Well, then, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever works. Whatever.
So it's really sort of depending on what his story is, how to fit you in there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that.
Tracking people down and finding them.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around what it is the Canadian military would be doing secretly.
If she she has well informed her somehow through her connections, if she found out she had that power, she might get in touch with you.
Well, they could be just... All nations spy, and all nations have espionage, so it's just protecting their interests.
Well, he's...
Okay.
He would usually generally be sent in when something went bad and has to get somebody out, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Because, so...
So what type of... Basically, let's figure out then what type of mission you were on.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter where it's at. Yeah. It can be wherever you want.
But if he has connections,
he could go in
then...
For,
he might be able to hear something because she's got a whole big conspiracy in her past, so that's why her mother was killed. So if they were talking about that around town, he might hear about it.
Like they were visiting the Sudan, and there was a at the Canadian embassy. It was taken over by the Illuminati.
Yeah,
terrorists.
Yes. Or that kind of thing.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be Illuminati. But the terrorists.
It could be Illuminati. That would be perfectly fine. Yeah.
It's so taken over by a top secret, or by terrorists.
Yes, taken over, from his perspective, it's by terrorists. If you want them to be Illuminati, I am perfectly fine with that.
Well, he obviously assumed they were some sort of secret group, because you run into Cerberus there.
We run into each other and find out that we both have people in there that we need.
Right.
That we need to get out.
And you
explained
to
him
there's innocent
ear,
people in there.
I can't
so
hear very well. I'm right ear. So,
exactly. Yeah, we could do that.
Hold on, let me... try to switch this around so I can actually write.
So, let's see. Like I said, the sentence that I had is Adam struggles to reconcile his need to help others with his work as a secret military asset.
I don't know if I can put it even in my right
ear.
Well, we could say some of the hostages were killed.
I think that's how it's supposed to go.
That would be a complication.
No.
And
no, that doesn't
well,
work.
The guilt caused by that.
I can at least hold it in my, on the right side and write with my left hand.
Or maybe...
I'm just trying to think of look, we need a sentence or two sentences to tack on to the end of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I put a like three sentences, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, question though. Yeah. How about these aliens? Because I'm thinking we can make it even weirder. So the aliens that programmed him.
Sweet.
Is he on good terms or
he doesn't know? He doesn't even remember.
Possibly he's gone rogue. So actually, in the middle, it turns out that one of the
Yeah, we did one it for of Spirit of the Century once. We never played, but the character...
One of the hostages was not human. And you had to make the decision... I'm just trying to think of additional complications, and I know we don't have
yeah.
to.
Yeah, I think it works really well.
Basically, if there was an alien, even if he doesn't know what type of aliens did this, if he knew it was an alien, what would he do with it? Like, it's hiding as one of the hostages, and it's discovered in the fight that this is not a human.
You can't really...
Cerberus wouldn't care.
If any...
Unless it's Ethan.
I'm sorry, I thought Ethan was tapping me on the shoulder, and it wasn't. It was my dog. I can't really think of any complications.
So we have the normal thing, because
I've already got a lot of complications in secrets.
We meet, we fight Paris, and then to make it weirder...
Although, he would probably know
there's this government. Well, there's a secret here that you either cover up, or you give to your government.
It could be a complication that somebody knows who she is.
With Cerberus giving you the option of taking it away to someplace safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Cerberus would take it someplace safe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
that
we can do that.
Basically, if you want to turn it, it's basically the complication is, do I give it to the military, because that's part of my thing, or do I go, well, do I basically... give it to this guy I just met to take someplace, you know, safe. So basically, in some ways, you kind of, not a major betrayal at all, but you didn't...
Yeah, but it could be the sort of his first step down the...
Right.
Not first step, but, you know, like...
Right.
A very early step down the, this is not the path for me. Like, this is where I want to be.
And there's just, it doesn't really matter who the alien is. He may not even have anything to do with you, but for some reason, you think he does. Maybe he says something. Which means there might be an alien stuck up in Olympus hanging out, but who knows? Save? Right.
Yeah.
The Zeus just walks into it. The Zeus walks in, pours himself some ambrosia.
There's a gray.
The gray in his boxer shorts, you know, making a.
Yo.
Super
I don't even want to know.
Crash here for a while.
I'm watching some of your movies. Some of these are definitely not PG.
Whatever. If my wife shows up, tell her you're not a chick.
But I. Okay.
That's right. So, okay. Zeus's first question. Well, can I fuck her?
Oh God, I have worm disease.
Oh, the probing. Oh.
Yes, Zeus just turns. Zeus just turns around with his bathrobe as it's open and goes, "Hey."
Aliens and Olympians don't mix. I have a disease.
All right, sure. He would probably have given the... He would believe that...
Andorian crabs. They're highly addicted. And something. Don't touch me.
Yeah, sure. He'd give you the alien to take somewhere safe.
Okay.
Sure.
So make a sentence out of that.
Okay.
Or a couple sentences. You can do a paragraph for all I know.
What, are an alien giving his character Andorian crabs?
No, he's going to give that to Zeus if Zeus does it.
Right.
Plus Zeus gets it.
Does everybody have their description done?
No, not quite yet. Here.
Okay.
I'm still working on it. Let's see.
But that means some people don't have anything, right?
Hmm?
No, do we all have something listed now?
Yeah, we all have.
Yeah?
Okay,
yeah, good.
So Cerberus teams up with
Phase 5, this one.
Fight terrorists. Save hostages.
Hostages from terrorists.
One of the Canadian hostages turns out to be an alien. And you have a choice to make!
What was that, Tracy?
I assume you're going to help me to go to the conflict with Tyan.
Yes.
Thank you.
He sounded like he was underwater.
Quite you.
Zombies!
Yes, zombies, exactly. Alright.
Alright, yeah, I got it. Quite like the phrasing, but I think we can run with it.
It's all... I've misspelled stuff.
Now I'm going to go... We're going to go around the table. I want you guys to read what we've got so far.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Tracy, I just sent you that one. I'll start with Robin. What do you have so far?
I don't have his stuff because he emailed it to you. Like what he wrote for mine. He wrote it down and sent it to you.
Alrighty. Let's see. So what you're saying is you don't have magical powers.
Alright. What do you have there? And we'll jump into what he's got here.
The first part is, when her mother is found murdered, Sarah Jane Sampson becomes Blue Streak and uses her amazing abilities to track down the killers and bring them to justice. Her complications and secrets from that are that she's responsible for her sister, the mob seems to have found her family, and she has a secret identity.
All right, and the Blue Streak comes to Eclipse looking for information about the conspiracy that haunts her. He provides her with information and a hint as to his own nature.
And the complication from that is that Eclipse knows her secret identity.
All right. Jeremy, what do you got?
Okay, do I need to read the first part, or...?
Paraphrase if you need to.
Free from his chains, Cerberus explores the world of man and protects the innocent from the shadows. He has a run-in with the Illuminati, who attempt to chain him again. During this time, he reestablishes something with the Olympian gods. Then, when fighting the Illuminati in the future, Blue Streak is blasted to the past. In the past, she helped save Cerberus from the Illuminati. She is then hurled back into the future. And then the complication secret, Cerberus now knows Blue Streak before she knows him. Because it's creepy, Cerberus basically goes to the Fates and tracks down Blue Streak's family. And then protects the Blue Streak family throughout the centuries, smoothing things out. And now he owes the Fates a boon.
Alrighty. Eric, what do you got?
And then there's Matt.
As the Crimson Bolt, Adam Beaumont struggles to reconcile his need to help others in his work as a secret military asset. Teaming up with Cerberus to help save Canadian hostages...
In the Sudan. That's very important.
Yes. Save Canadian hostages in the Sudan. The team finds that one of the hostages is not what they seem. Leading Adam to make a difficult choice as to...
Potentially.
In order to save one of the hostages from his own handlers, Adam turns the hostage over to Cerberus for safekeeping.
You're gray. You should wear a hat. There we go. That'll work.
See that? Like, can be like one of the aliens on, what is it, on,
His name is Larry.
Can be like one of the aliens on that Star Trek spoof.
That's how those particular Larry spoke like that. Yeah.
All right, Tracy, what do you got?
Larry Z.
The fallen demon that Dremelec rebels against the forces of darkness after the rival kills his true love. Through the guise of fashion designer Andrew, the hero Eclipse fights the forces of darkness as he tries to find a place among the demons he formerly tempted to hell. Andrew Beaumont, the Crimson Bolt, shows up at critical points to offer Andrew like moral guidance and plans he will have a friend in his own not too distant future.
Alright.
Okay. Let Maggie out.
For this next one, I need to trade because I got Jeremy again.
Yes.
Now I need to trade too because I got with Tracy again.
Okay. The next phase is identical to phase 4, except that the new player can add any facet to the story, be it an additional villain, new plot twist, or they can add their character to the story if they feel it's necessary. Again, this would be creative collaboration between the two players, make it something cool and interesting, etc., etc. Yes, if you have your, if you have the same one you had last time, you need to exchange, basically pass things, start passing things around.
Here you go, Tracy.
Yay, I got it.
Here, you can have, you can have Jeremy.
Alright. Okay.
And I've got Tracy. Actually, maybe I should have you, because that means...
Yes.
Because
Tracy had you.
That, that works as fine. Up with,
now you've all ended up with different people, which is
what we want.
You should have me now.
Hooray!
Yes. And then, Tracy, you got Jeremy's, Jeremy this time, so meaning you're guest spotting in Jeremy's comic at some point.
Yeah.
We're at the next phase, and now the person whose card you have, you're now guest spotting in that comic book. And so we are going to this next phase. Robin, you want to just get with Eric?
Sure.
And then Jeremy, you'll get with Tracy.
Ow!
And you get
you okay.
This all
hard.
Hooked up back up.
Yeah,
you have more
minutes. I have to go back and get a refill. I haven't made an appointment yet. Because I'm lazy.
You can make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be in pain.
I know.
Okay, that's right.
All right, I'm handing you off to Jeremy. I don't care which one of you go first. You're guest spotting in his comic, and he's guest spotting in yours, I believe. So,
yeah.
Here he is.
My card says, at least. This gives me a headache. I'm going to be pissed.
It's covered by homeowner's insurance, so shut up.
It giving me a headache?
Yes.
Okay. I modified mine slightly. The alien reveals something
that,
to the Jeremy bolt.
That thing that goes over here is bendable. It's like a wire thing.
The alien reveals something to the Crimson Bolt about his past in trade for protection from the Crimson Bolt's handlers.
Okay, I hate these things.
So basically, the alien gave me some piece of information that disturbed Adam enough that...
All right, let's see if I can hear you.
He traded... He went ahead
yes.
And rather than turn the alien over
go.
To the
cool. Okay,
to
so,
the Canadian authorities.
All right, well,
to the Crimson or Tombs over to your service. All
right.
So we'll have to think about what that was.
Sure.
But it should probably have some. Maybe the military knows more about the his abductions than
they're like. No, it's alien. After that, but
that
it's somewhere in the past.
Because
we've got.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are
we're talking here? Like medieval Europe.
It says a lot of things.
You're guest spotting in hers, and she's guest spotting in yours.
So I'm guest spotting in yours. So,
start with whichever one you want.
All right.
I ended up with a lot of... well, you were here for my character creation, but the gist of it is I have a lot of...
okay. Could he...
have a pretty high insight.
Could he have been captured by the Illuminati at the same time Cerberus was captured?
Skills. Plus, I have.
All right, so
contacts
for guest starring. Basically,
to be very well informed.
Cerberus is
so
being, you know, the Illuminati lead him into a trap, and while in the trap, he discovers there's this
because I wouldn't know anything about
demon thing.
but I could have come up
which
across
is
something.
You. And
actually, that could be an interesting
needing
thing.
To
this could be
to
before,
basically
before because
at this point you're
before I come out of the military
still demon so
I show up
that doesn't bother
you,
him that much
with information
so,
about because I stumble across information about your sister's case.
My sick because she has a part.
Not really.
Her father was a part of the mob.
Okay.
Okay.
Is in jail. Canada.
But basically, working together, they start to basically fight against the Illuminati. You're trying to enslave them both.
Okay.
By summoning you and by trapping me. And then the nice thing about that, it also tracks Blue Streak into this, who showed up before.
And I come to.
What do you think?
And so we kind of end up in a. We end up in a brief thing where I help you out with part of the investigation about your mother. I come to you with some piece of information, or you know, together we raid some.
Yeah.
We raid some crack house or something.
Okay. Let's see.
That would be a good. It's kind of. I think that would be a reasonable crossover for the two of us.
That works. Okay, that works. That worked great. Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
Maybe that's what he was convicted of.
Okay. Maybe I could give you
in the United States or in Canada.
Let's see.
They originally in Chicago.
So this is 1920s.
But her mother was from Vancouver, and so they moved back there and changed their names.
Okay.
Well, probably tracking down some sort of lead having to do with Blue Streak's family.
Having come across information
from
his own work, Crimson Bolt seeks out Blue Streak and the two team up to investigate the connection.
Actually, then that this would work. Basically, he is attempting to. Basically, he's attempting to find some ways to keep Hades from recapturing him. So one place he could go is he was seeking out a demon from a different pantheon, demon, devil, or other, because, well, the angels of the Christian pantheon or religion aren't going to talk to him. But seeking out someone who is connected in the netherworld, not realizing your individual has been booted out, for basically, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend type thing. And at that point can basically discover that, well, I don't know, maybe through your connections you could help him out. I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
I could call on you for assistance with one of the missions that I'm doing. Like maybe I'm looking for some kidnapping victims, and I need.
Right.
I go to you in the hopes that you can find out more information because time is a factor.
Yeah.
And then so we can kind of team up to save some kidnapping victims.
Well, you have connections, and if.
I think that would be good.
If he's already run into you once, he may have.
Screw that.
He doesn't have the connections, but he could at least try to track down individuals. And it's a comic book, so. That works. So, okay.
Let's see.
Actually, I'll just email you the stuff. Okay, I'm gonna take off this headset because I hate it.
Okay.
Okay, let me get this.
Are you guys done? Or?
Yeah, well, I'm basically done. We're done, but I'm gonna write the sentence to send to him.
Alright, cool. You're done with the headset.
Right, because it's horrifying.
I know it's horrifying. I'm sorry. Figured it would be easier.
Yeah.
I understand. Headsets and me don't get along. Well, tracking down.
Yeah, I have trouble wearing them with my glasses.
Or tracking down.
I can only wear them on the left, so.
Ways. Come on. Your keyboard.
Yes, I know. People hate
that. Okay, how about this? Something like, let's see. Okay, so here's what I'd be going for. Let's say that the people I'm supposed to save, I find out, are being held by certain underworld connections, certain underworld figures. And then, for whatever reason, my handlers don't basically find. We find out who has the kidnapped victims, and my handlers explicitly tell me not to go do anything about it. Very frustrated by that, I go to you for help, for further help in tracking it down. And then you and I team up to actually get the kidnapped victims out, and it ends with me effectively resigning from the military.
Yeah.
So.
I know shady characters in the slums.
Yeah.
Screw y'all.
So that would be, yeah. So after, essentially, after my handlers explicitly ordered me not to rescue those people, I go to you for help.
Yeah.
Because they won't. Because I'm not supposed to do it anymore. But I go for you. I go to you for help. Together, we team up and we do the rescuing.
Okay, Tracy, I'm sending it now.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Take this job and ship it.
Yes. I tell him to fuck off, and I'm essentially allowed to retire rather than being drummed out.
That sounds good.
The government says you can't go in and save them.
Yeah. And I have a grudge against those same people anyway, so.
Okay. Take my zombie ring and go.
Alright. Okay, so when his handlers try to stop the Crimson Bolt from saving some kidnapped victims, Adam finally quits, resigns his commission and teams up with Blue Street. And together they rise to the rescue.
Yeah.
So, yes. She will guest star in my in the issue where I leave the military.
All right. Sounds good. I think everybody is
good and done. We're going to start with, hey, Tracy, what is it, how did your issue shape up?
Yeah, we didn't get any of that. I heard the Cerberus. Other than that, I heard it kind of sounded like Charlie Brown teacher.
Oh.
You're breaking up pretty badly.
Yeah, it's cutting
out. He's just trying to fiddle with it.
Yeah, try it again.
How's that?
So far, so good. Say something longer.
Okay, something longer.
All right, I think you're good.
All right, cool. Then let's try this again one more time. While tracking down ways to hide from Hades, Cerberus finds Andromelech. Andromelech is going to assist Cerberus if he will assist in tracking down someone who has further information on the individual or group who has murdered Andromelech's lover. The hunt is on.
Sounds good. All right, Eric, how did yours shape up?
Pretty well. When the Crimson Bolt's handlers try to stop Adam from saving some Canadian families that have been kidnapped by Sudanese, I don't know, something. saving some kidnapped victims. Adam has finally had enough. He resigns his commission and teams up with Blue Streak to ride to the rescue, ride to the victim's rescue.
All right. Jeremy, how'd your shape up?
Okay, so Eclipse, well, he's the demon at this point.
Sure.
Finds himself captured by the Illuminati and works with Cerberus and Blue Streak to free himself. He gets on Cerberus' bad side by using his mental domination during the fight.
All righty.
And, yeah.
Robin, how'd you turn out?
Are you okay?
It's all right.
No dying.
We don't like dying.
Okay. Having come across information on her mother's case during his own work, Crimson Bolt seeks out Blue Streak and the two team up to investigate the connection.
All right. Excellent work. Excellent. And then Robin has a coughing fit and dies. No! We don't like that.
No!
All right. So at this point, character creation is done. If there is any tweaking you guys need to do, we can do it right now. So if anything has happened during your character creation that you think needs to influence any aspect of the mechanics of your character, we can fix that right now.
Nope.
For me, it would just be the addition of a few more complications.
Right. Yeah, I've got lots of complications and secrets to add.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead and end the recording there. And to be continued with the first session next time.
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game, you know, with dice and stuff, you know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.